It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Theater critic Jaewyn Russick has been to see Other Desert Cities, now up at the Fells Point Corner Theater. She brings us this review.
A well-to-do, high-powered Republican husband and wife, former Hollywood royalty, welcome their grown daughter home for the holidays. It's the first time she's been back since suffering a breakdown. They've also taken in the wife's sister, a recovering alcoholic. And their holiday is haunted by memories of their elder son, who committed suicide years earlier. But in John Robin Bates's play, Other Desert Cities, what threatens to tear this family apart isn't any one of those issues. It's something new. Brooke, the daughter, has written a family memoir focusing on her brother's death. Not only has the book been accepted for publication, but The New Yorker is about to publish an excerpt. Brooke apparently doesn't say kind things about her parents in the memoir, and yet she's hoping for their blessing.
You could postpone the magazine piece so I could slowly persuade your mother that it doesn't matter. Brooke, I'm looking for room to navigate. For this to feel less like we are cornered, you have to give people room to navigate. You must leave people options.
Politics has given you the idea that all things are negotiable, Lyman. It's why people can't bear politics anymore. Everything is forever on the table.
This has nothing to do with politics. I'm frightened. In 2 months, the most painful part of our lives will be in the glossy pages of a magazine, and then a few months later, a book.
At Fells Point Corner Theater, where Other Desert Cities is receiving an absorbing Baltimore premiere, Laura Malkus's intensity as Brooke is balanced by Dave Gamble's gentle, diplomatic spirit as her father, Lyman. Like most of John Robin Bates's plays, Other Desert Cities has a strong political undercurrent. Lyman is a former movie star who went on to chair the Republican Party. His wife, a former screenwriter, has supported him with all the ardor of Nancy Reagan, her friend and idol. Their son's suicide was tied to a violent act protesting the Vietnam War. And Brooke and her aunt, played by Linda Chambers, carry his standard as staunch liberals. There's a certain amount of speechifying tied to the character's political and personal agendas. Just about everybody gets a chance to launch into a meaty monologue or two. But it is a credit to Bates's playwriting and Michael Zemmerl's fervent direction that you get caught up in the storytelling in these speeches, not in rhetoric. Storytelling and the ability to separate fact from fiction is a central theme in this 2011 Broadway play. Brooke wants to unearth family truths in her memoir, a book that helped draw her out of her nervous breakdown and writer's block. But the thing about family truths and memoirs is that everyone remembers things differently. Add to that a couple of major secrets, and Other Desert Cities is part mystery, part family drama, part political debate, but mostly an examination of the lies, half-truths, and buried secrets that color a family's history. Allegiances shift in the play, along with the record that Brooke is determined to set straight and commit to paper. Though she'd deny it, she turns out to have a lot in common with her unbending, tough-love mother, portrayed with a will of flint by Linda McCleary. Brooke expects to find an ally in her younger brother, a reality TV producer imbued with a laid-back, West Coast vibe by David Shoemaker. Too young to really remember his brother or the circumstances surrounding his death, Shoemaker's character is the only member of the family capable of distancing himself and achieving perspective.
The trouble with being good at things is that it takes too much work to stay good at them.
With that attitude, it's a miracle you finished your book.
My book. What happens if they hate it?
They've never hated anything you've written.
I just get the sense it's not going to be so easy. I was kidding myself. It's so much pressure.
Look, it's not like you've written some poor little Hollywood upbringing thing, is it?
The play's title, Other Desert Cities, refers specifically to a road sign on the way to the family home in Palm Springs. Obliquely, it refers to the war that Brooke's parents support in a desert far from their comfortable California home, a home stunningly realized on stage by set designer Bush Greenbeck. Emotion is not recollected in tranquility in this household. It's precarious but rewarding territory, skillfully explored at Fells Point Corner Theater.
Other Desert Cities is up at the Fells Point Corner Theater through February 8th. We've got a link to more information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. After the news, we remember when Coretta Scott King came to Baltimore. Stay with us on 88.1.
Together we'd be spending. I wish that every kiss was made.